all around us, people laughed and drank. Couples danced, and children ran around excitedly. The music died down, and a single drum began a steady beat. A great shout arose, and the people around us began chanting. "Kiss somebody!" they cried. "Kiss somebody!" I watched as folk grabbed the closest person and kissed them. Most were quick, perfunctory kisses, but I saw some that lingered long enough to make me blush and look away. "Sadi told me about this." I had to lean close so he could hear me over the noise. "It is a way of honouring Isis for her devotion to Osiris. Every hour, the priestesses will beat a drum, and then you are supposed to find someone to kiss."
"I have heard of the custom."
"You have never attended before?"
"Such festivals to the old gods were not held in Akhetaten," he said with a shrug. "And since we came to Memphis, I am always too tired after a long day to want to attend a festival. I would rather go to my chamber and sleep while I can. The sun will rise soon enough, and I will be back on duty."
I felt a pang of guilt at keeping Intef from his bed. Before I could say anything, the music started again. "Dance with me," I said.
"I do not dance."
"Come on, Intef. If you don't dance with me, I am going to find someone who will. Wouldn't it be easier to keep me safe if I am dancing with you than with some random stranger I found in the crowd?" He frowned at me.
"Why don't you have another drink instead?"
"Because I came here to dance." He sighed.
"Fine. What am I supposed to do?"
"I think you should put your hands on my hips," I told Intef. "And I will put my hands on your shoulders, and then we just move to the music." He took my mug and set it back on the table, then came to stand close in front of me. He rested his hands lightly on my hips, and although he barely touched me, his warmth seeped right through the thin linen of my gown. I set my hands on his shoulders and tried not to notice the muscles beneath my fingers. They were firm and well-defined, and in my mind's eye, I saw myself trailing my fingers over them. For a mortifying moment, I thought I had actually done so. My cheeks reddened, and I hoped Intef would assume it was from the wine. Our bodies were only a handspan apart as we danced. I had never before realized that I was slightly taller than him. I soon lost myself in the beat of the music and the feeling of Intef's hands on my hips. I felt his shoulders begin to relax.
"I think you are almost enjoying yourself," I said. He shot me a quick grin, and I was suddenly struck by how little I knew this man who had served me for 10 years.
"I am dancing under the stars with a pretty woman," he said. "I suppose there is not much to dislike."
I tipped my head back to stare up at the sky.
"Do you think my brother is up there?"
Intef looked up as well.
"I know people say that is Pharaoh's fate, but do you think it is what he wanted?"
I thought back to that night on our journey to Memphis, when Tutankhamun had asked if I thought he might become a star one day.
"I think he did," I said.
"Then I hope he is up there somewhere, looking down on us."
"Me too."
We danced until I was out of breath, then we stopped for a drink, and then danced some more. Every time I looked up at the stars, I thought of my brother and sent a prayer to Isis that he had gotten his wish. When the priestesses next beat their drums and the crowd began to chant, my arms were already around Intef's neck. He looked somewhat alarmed as I met his eyes.
He said.
I pressed myself against the length of his body and kissed him. He didn't respond for a moment, and I was surprised at my pang of disappointment, but then his mouth yielded under mine and he kissed me back. It was a sweet kiss, gentle and lingering. His hands didn't move from my hips, but I was acutely aware of them.